kutoka Someka Kacho Life EP Kebox kwamba pa 16 mwa nice and easy kwa papa 16 mwa nice and easy one of them one option ya kusala kwa mounti 5 inda lama paka 1000 wingi jepi nyume suicide after yo tono me balansi palasi kutindali zao tipuresa you can say
your car or commercial equipment without the hassle? Welcome to Automat 24, Zambia's trusted online marketplace. With Automat 24, every vehicle is inspected, every document verified, and the status fully transparent. Buying or selling has never been safer, easier, or more convenient. Whether you are looking for your dream car or selling commercial equipment, Automat 24 connects buyers and sellers with confidence. Visit automat24.com or call +260 962 782 505 today, because your next vehicle deserves the Automat 24 difference.
Every vote counts, and every voter must first confirm their details.
In our days, there were no computers. But today, this small phone does many things. Hey, younger man, come and help me. I want you to inspect and verify if my details are in the register of voters.
Yes, Grandpa, I'm coming.
Yes, Grandpa.
They said we should check our details. Mm-hmm. Let us see if my name is correct.
Okay, we can actually go to the ECZ portal, or if you are using a smartphone, we can use the ECZ app.
For don't know what. Speak English, show me.
All I did, I downloaded the ECZ app on Google Play Store.
But let's start by dialing *214#.
I see it now.
Yes. My name?
Correct.
My orientation?
Correct.
Even my gender? Yes. Correct.
This is good.
An online inspection of the register of voters is on from the 22nd of February to the 8th of March, 2026. The Electoral Commission of Zambia encourages all citizens, young and old, to verify their details in the register of voters. Register voters who need to correct or update their details will be referred to the nearest physical registration center with a registration kit. Please note, there will be no new registration of voters during the inspection of the register. Registered voters are encouraged to take advantage of this important exercise to ensure that their details are accurate. The electronic inspection of the register of voters will run alongside the physical inspection of the register of voters. It's your right. It's your vote. This message is brought to you by the Electoral Commission of Zambia.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Zambia Army Reserve removes, rather, assorted military wear from trading places in Lusaka. 8 political parties adopt disability inclusion plans. In international news, African nationals among 58 injured by Iranian strikes on UAE. And in sports, Zambia's renowned boxing champion Esther Piri hangs up her gloves.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. The family of Mary Kachilika, the suspected murderer of two children in Lusaka, is urging law enforcement agencies to ensure justice prevails in the case in which the accused allegedly threw the minors into the Ngwere River last Wednesday. Mary Kachilika, the stepmother of the deceased, is accused of intentionally throwing the two children belonging to the first wife into the river in Chongwe district. Speaking during the burial of six-year-old Matthias Kamanga at Mutumbi Cemetery and Remembrance Park in Lusaka, Moffat Msimuko, the father of the accused, expressed deep sadness over the tragic loss of his grandchildren. Mr. Msimuko called for a thorough investigation into the incident, emphasizing that the government must hold accountable anyone responsible for the children's deaths. He lamented that the children did not deserve to meet such a horrific end. And Madido Ward Councillor in Chongwe District, Janet Senga, has urged the community to reject the rising trend of violence, describing it as alien to Zambia, a nation founded on Christian values. Mr. Senga said the search for the missing girl's body will continue. She also expressed gratitude to local leaders and the community for their support during this difficult time. Authorities conducted an extensive search of the river, successfully receiving Matthias's body on the 26th of February, just a day after he and his two-year-old sister, Tiffness Kamanga, were allegedly thrown into the crocodile-infested waters by their stepmother. Tiffness's body has not yet been recovered. The children's stepmother, currently in police custody, is believed to have acted out of jealousy, as she has no children of her own in her polygamous marriage. The Electoral Commission of Zambia dismissed social media reports claiming that Southern Province has already been allocated 30 out of 70 proposed new constituencies. ECZ Chairperson Wangala Zalome said no province has been assigned any of the new constituencies, stating that the delimitation process is still at a consultative stage. Ms. Zalome said the exercise is not politically driven, but is a constitutional requirement, and urged members of the public to rely on the Commission's official communication for accurate information as the country prepares for the August 13th general elections. She was speaking when she opened the Southern Province delimitation sittings to receive submissions from various districts. And Ms. Zalomis added the Commission will only determine the allocation of constituencies after analysing population data, geographic considerations, trends, history, diversity and cohesiveness.
The process is continuing, and the Commission has decided to allocate this constituency. So we have to hear from you. The Commission has noted with great concern the declaration of misinformation, alleging that 30 of the proposed new constituencies, I know you would love that limited to have 30, have already been allocated to Southern Province. This is in the public domain. Now, we don't know where this is coming from, because there is no such a thing. Let me say this clearly. No allocations are so far in danger.
Disability Rights Watch, DRW, says 8 political parties in Zambia have adopted disability inclusion plans aimed at strengthening the participation and representation of persons with disabilities in political processes. Speaking on the Power FM breakfast, on the Power Breakfast show, DRW Programs Officer Rogers Musuma said the organization has been working with the parties to ensure that disability issues are institutionalized within their internal structures. Mr. Musuma explained that the disability inclusion plans serve as blueprint to guide political parties on how to effectively include persons with disabilities in their policies, programs and leadership structures. He noted that while some parties may not currently have members with disabilities to lead dedicated wings, most have opted to establish disability committees made up of trained members who understand disability rights and inclusion. He said the role of the committees is to ensure that disability concerns are consistently brought to the attention of party leadership and integrated into decision-making processes. Mr. Musuma confirmed that all 8 political parties engaged by DRW have either established a disability wing or put in place a disability committee in line with the adopted inclusion plans.
And I must confirm that the 8 political parties that we're working with, if you allow me later on to mention their names, please let me know, they have adopted what we are calling disability inclusion plans. These plans are a blueprint that guide them in terms of how they should do, include persons with disabilities. And one of the commitments in the disability inclusion plan is setting up or establishing a disability wing or a disability committee. And from our interaction with them, what we have seen is that most of the political parties have preferred to put committees in place, because some of them currently may not have persons with disabilities that should handle in terms of specific issues around disability, but they have people that we have trained and have now a clear understanding of disability issues and would want to champion disability issues.
The Zambia Army Military Police have carried out a major operation in the South.